May be put in the storehouse as we enter the building. Before service or exit, relieve your benevolence. December announcements. December 14th, Deacon and Trustees Annual Zurb during morning service, 10:15 a.m. Speaker is Reverend William Johnson, retired pastor of Loving Baptist Church. December 20th, UMBC Gospel Choir hosted at Christmas Musical on Saturday at 5 p.m. Please come out to support. December 21st, Sunday School Christmas Program. There will be a Sunday School Christmas presentation on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. December 31st, Baptist Fellowship Joint New Year's Eve service at 1 p.m. at Mount Pisgah Baptist Church. The UMBC Prayer Ministry. The purpose of this UMBC Prayer Ministry of our church is to strengthen relationship within our congregation by providing spiritual support, emotional support, encouragement, and supportive presence as needed by our congregation. Coming up events, January 3rd, 2026, Saturday, Women's Christmas Growth at 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. If you would like to stay for fellowship and a meal after the session, you are welcome to stay or take a plate to go. Facilitator, Reverend Dr. U.D. Williams. January 10th, 2026. Saturday Ministry Christmas Growth, 10:15 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. If you would like to stay for fellowship and a meal, stay after session. You are welcome to stay or take a plate to go. Facilitator, Reverend Dr. U.D. Williams. I turn the hands and put it.
Thank you for those announcements. Please govern yourself accordingly. Are we ready to worship this morning? All right. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. You know, it ain't nothing like coming in here on this little chilly morning to give God the praise, because we know where that fire comes from in our spirit. We know where that heat comes from in our heart. So we think about all of his goodness and all the things he's done for us, and we can praise him. So we welcome you to this worship exercise program, where you can feel free to clap your hands, stand up on your feet, jump around if you want to, and give him praise in the way, best way that you know how, because he is truly worthy of all the praise. Amen. Amen. Stand with me now as we prepare our readings. We're going to begin today with the Lord's Prayer. That version will be found in Matthew. Let us read together, please. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. If you could remain standing for just for a moment, we're going to do our reading this morning, which is coming from Matthew, the 22nd chapter. And let us read together as on the screen. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love the neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Union, let's let us never forget to love God and love others. We're going to prepare for our congregational hymn now. We'll turn it over to the pastor.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Amen. He's worthy. He's worthy on today. We're celebrating the life, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that he is born. We're going to sing a Christmas hymn, Joy to the World, Joy to the World. We'll be singing verses 1, 2, and 4, Joy to the World. Amen. Amen. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
Presence of our God. Amen. 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 We're not going to have our deacons and trustees come forth for devotion. Amen. Amen. They're going to come forth for our devotion. And today is Deacon and Trustee Day. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for all ministries. Amen. Amen.
Reading from the 100th division of Psalms 1 through 5, King James Version. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word.
over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Because I got a testimony. Oh, Heavenly Father, as I slept last night, I didn't know if I was going to wake up this morning. But you touched me with your finger of love. And my eyes opened to a new day. A new day that would never be the same. I'm not concerned about the past. I live for the present and for the future. Oh, Heavenly Father, as I got out of my bed and I opened the refrigerator and I started thinking about back in the day when I didn't have a whole big choice of what I wanted to eat. But I had to eat what was there, because that was going to nourish me. Oh, Heavenly Father, so I think about the Word, and I think about the goodness of God. I say, thank you, sir. Thank you. Because you provide for me all the things I need and the sum of the things I want. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we go through this worship service, we ask that you come and anoint this service. We ask that you just bless each and every one of us individually and bless us collectively. Look over the messenger, oh Heavenly Father, as he delivers the message, that our ears be able to hear, our eyes be able to see, and our spirit be able to absorb what he has for us in store. Oh Heavenly Father, as we go through this week, oh Heavenly Father, let us not leave out anyone, oh Heavenly Father, who does not know you. Let us be able to reach out to them. Let them see the light in us that you have put in us. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you. And we can't do it without you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, your Son, I pray, amen.
Amen. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
down.
Good morning, Union. I'm going to be reading to you the summary of the Tustry Ministry. The Tustry Ministry of Union Missionary Baptist Church worked closely with the pastor and the deacons to assist with the upkeep of the church and church business. Those who are members of the UMBC Trustee Ministry have the responsibility of assisting with the repair, construction, maintenance, and general care of the physical aspects of the church. The current members of the ministry, ministry lead is Brother Henry Gay Jr., Vice President, Vice Minister Lee Eric Collins, and other members are Brother Kenny Johnson and Brother Howard Sween. Anyone interested in joining this ministry can contact the pastor and Henry Gay Jr. I just want to say one note, just a shout out to several people. One, our pastor is a good, as our leader, we are gratefully blessed to have him as our pastor. I also wanted to shout out to, give him a hand. Also wanted to give a shout out to our ministry lead, Henry Gay Jr., who does an excellent job of making sure that things are working all the time. Brother Kenny has worked helping with Bible study and helping with being outside and security, and also helping with the food and helping set up. I want to thank him also. And Brother Howard Sweeney, who's over 9 years old, and he helps when he can. We come down here, we need work done, and need somebody to sit down at the church. He's here to sit down and make sure that this church is open while work is going on. And the last, I just want to give a shout out to the deacons also, who are just like my brothers. I love them, and they are dedicated men of God who work close with the pastor and with the trustees. Anyone who's interested and want to make a commitment to working with the trustees, pray about it. Ask if this is what God wants you to do. Trust God, he will give you the answer to make that commitment. Thank you.
Sure, say amen. I want to thank our Deacon Eric Collins, our trustee Eric Collins. He got nervous up here when I said that. So I'm going to read just briefly what the deacon write-up is. This is a biblical office. The deacons, we are the special men. We are the special men chosen or selected by the pastor and ratified by the church to work with the pastor in carrying out the spiritual and temporal affairs of the church. There are only two offices of the church outlined in Scripture. Pastor, which is outlined in Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 13, and deacon, which is in Acts 6, verses 1 through 6. Deacon is defined in Scripture as a servant. We are here to serve. Some of the responsibilities of the deacon are the pastor's helper. Pastor's helper, not pastor, right? We are the pastor's helper. Assist and address the needs of the church. I knew he'd get a rise out of that one. Address the needs of the church members and property. Support all our various ministries. Attend to male candidates for baptism. Help serve communion. Visit the sick and shut in when requested. Serve as worship leaders and assist in the administration of our in-reach and outreach ministries. We are here as servants of the Lord, and we are here to serve for you. Our deacon ministry consists of Deacon Eugene Collier, chairman. Stand up, brother. Stand and stay, sir. Myself, Deacon Stephen L. Gay. You can clap if you want to. Deacon Herbert Hudson Jr. My mentor, Deacon Travis Norris. A member that is out right now, Deacon Clarence Wilson. Another member who we still consider as part of the deacon ministry. Some know he had to leave because of health issues, but we still recognize Deacon Eddie Walls. And our deacon emeritus, who obviously is not going to be out today, my dad, my father, 101-year-old senior emeritus deacon, Deacon Henry Gay Sr. And that is your deacon ministry of Union Missionary Baptist Church.
Amen. Amen. This is the day that the I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice. Anybody praise in your spirit? Praise on your mind. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. 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 We come to lift up the name of Jesus on today. It does not matter what's going on the outside. There's a Holy Ghost party going on in here on the inside. Amen. 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 It's prayer time, church. Let's prepare our hearts and minds for prayer. Amen. Amen. Pray for me. I pray for you. Pray for your neighbor. Pray for people you like. Pray for people you don't like. Pray for your friends. Pray for your enemies. Pray for your president. Please pray for your president. Pray for your city officials. And pray that God continue to lead and guide you. You have your heart and mind open up. There may be somebody in here or listening to me that think that the Lord does not hear your prayer. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of voices going on at the same time. But we want to sing an old hymn to remind you there's a request. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. There may be others who are calling on you, but do not pass. Do not pass by. Can y'all sing just a little bit of that with us? We don't want the Lord to pass us by on today. Hear our humble cry. Let us focus. Get our hearts and minds ready for pass me not. First verse says, pass me not. Can you lift that up with me, brothers and sisters? Oh, pass. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Hear my humble cry. While on others, thou art calling. While on the pass me, do not pass me by. We're going to the chorus. I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, Savior. If I second verse says, let me at the throne. Let me at the throne of mercy. The throne of mercy. Find a sweet relief. Find a
To us, and you've been good to us, and you're always better to us than we could ever be to ourselves. So we come to magnify you. We come to lift up your name. We bless your great name. Lord, there is none like you. There is none like you, and we worship you, and we thank you, and we look to you. Lord, and our eyes are lightened and they're brightened, Lord. So we thank you for your presence here. We thank you for meeting us here. And Lord, we also pray, Lord, you look on those in the lot, in the parking lot. Look on those watching from home and listening from home. Lord God, we welcome you into their rooms, into their cars, into their presence, Lord. Because in your presence is fullness of joy. We thank you, Lord, because there's peace in your presence. All good things, Lord. Your benefits are many. And Lord, we magnify you. We thank you. And we do look to you. We pray, Father, you meet every need. Meet every need, Lord. Meet every unspoken needs. There are things we can't say. But Lord, you know our thoughts from afar off. And we thank you because you're God all by yourself. You're God all by yourself. And so now we ask, Lord, that you look on our seniors here, Lord. We pray that you look on all of the seniors of the union, Lord. We thank you for quickening them. We thank you for protecting them. We pray, Lord, that you meet every need, Lord, according to your riches and glory. Lord God, look on each person, Lord. Lord, meet every need. Meet every need. Unspoken needs, Father. We need you now. Things are getting difficult now. But Lord, we know you're not surprised because you can't be surprised. These things were set in order before the foundation of the world, Lord. So we thank you. We thank you for walking us through, Lord, in a difficult time. We thank you, Lord, for meeting every need, Father. And Lord, even as Pastor has pointed out, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you look on the president, Lord. We thank you for delivering him, touching his mind, Lord. Save him, Lord. Deliver him in the name of Jesus. And look on all of Congress, Lord. They need you, Lord. Touch the minds, touch the spirits. Lord, take away vindictiveness. Take away improper thoughts, Lord. And we pray, Lord, for our nation now. Lord, that you'll look now and work things out, Lord, according to your riches and glory. We thank you, Father, because you've been so good to us. We thank you, Lord, for meeting needs, Lord. We pray, Father, that you look on those incarcerated, Lord. Look on those hospitalized, Lord. Lord, be with them. Heal, Lord, according, Lord, to your power. Father, move by your power. Move by your spirit in here, Lord, and all over, Lord. Your power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, your continued presence here in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, you look on our speaker, Lord. Anoint him for your service, Lord. Look on Pastor Williams, Lord, and his family. Our deacons, Lord. Each person present, Lord, and each person listening, Lord, that you touch right now and meet every need. Meet every need, Lord. Continue, Father, to anoint the singers and musicians, Lord, for your service. And we thank you, Lord, and we call it this done because there's none like you. And we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you. And we ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for his word that reveals to us ministries, and we acknowledge those ministries and sharing those ministries, even use the word exposing those ministries and why they are here, what their job is to do. Amen. Amen. So as we acknowledge the deacon and trustee minister today and persons of those representative of those ministries shared what their task is to do in the body of Christ, we thank God for that. On today, we're having a person come by the name of William Johnson. Amen. Amen. To some, he is not a stranger. But he has served here in the community for over 20 years. Amen. For over 20 years, he has served here in the community as the pastor of Loving Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for him and the Loving Missionary Baptist Church family. Amen. Amen. At this time, he is enjoying retirement. Amen. Amen. He is tired. And I told him I love being around him and calling. I love being around him and calling because I'm just a sponge soaking it all up. Amen. Amen. And why, Reverend, would you talk to him? Because he retired. He was not retired. Amen. Amen. Somebody catch that on the way home. And there's some stuff that's not in the books that he shares that keeps us strong and is also a blessing to my ministry, and you are a recipient of that. Amen. There's some stuff seminary and stuff won't tell you, but those pastors who endured ministry like William Johnson and who were able to walk out with both feet on good terms with the church, that's a blessing and somebody you should be listening to. Amen. 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 So we're going to go ahead and invite and ask Pastor William Johnson, the retired pastor of Loving Baptist Church, to come in his own way and give us a word from the Bible. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You know, it's been a week of snow. Like you, we've been shoveling. That's not good for an old man. I'm not sure if I got any voice or not, but we're going to see. If I can hear an elf. If I walk in the pathway of duty, oh Lord, if I work to the close of the day, Lord, I am sure I'll see him in all His beauty when I've gone the last mile of the way. Oh Lord, if I were for Christ proclaiming the glad story, oh Lord, if I see for his sheep gone astray, oh Lord, I am sure I'll see him in all his glory when I've gone the last mile of the way. I believe we will. Then when we've gone the last mile of the way, we'll stand before his great presence and thank the Lord God on how we made it over. First, giving all praise to the Almighty God and respect to Pastor Williams, certainly to his wife in her absence, to my wife in her absence, to all the associate ministers and to the brethren, the Union Missionary Baptist Church as a whole. We praise our God for our being here on this, the Lord's Day. When I spoke to Pastor Williams a few days ago, I asked him, did you have an overall theme? He said you did not, but that you did have a general theme that you have been dealing with that's been running all year long. So we also going to share from Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through verse 40. Reading from the book of Matthew, the 22nd chapter, starting with the 36th verse, reading through verse 40. And it says, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is likened unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. From this passage, we want to share this morning for just a few minutes from this thought, a call to love and the reason why. You may be seated. A call to love and the reason why. This particular passage in the book of Matthew certainly teaches us about real love. It actually teaches us that real love is indeed possible. Those of you who are Bible students, I'm sure you know that Jesus honored these words based on the fact that a lawyer had come to him, asking him which of these commandments was the greatest. And, you know, he came to Jesus not so much because he wanted to really understand anything. He really came to really tempt the master. He came to put him to a test. And in doing so, the young man no doubt learned something about the master. When you really look at this passage, even before the lawyer had dealt with this question, Jesus had already quieted the Sadducees, who had also came to him with some ridiculous question about the resurrection. Not that the resurrection was ridiculous, but the fact that they didn't even believe in it. But Jesus had taught them and quieted them by saying unto them, you don't know the scripture. You err in the scripture, nor do you know the power of God. Dear friends, we would be able to love God more and love one another more, we would draw in and also try to learn that God has all power, that we would really understand the power of God. All through the Bible, the Lord takes time to teach us about the power of God, and that we can hold on to it, that we can trust in it, that we can lean on it, that we can depend on it. And the more we depend on it, that our journey in this life would be more peaceful, more easy. As I said, all through the scripture, God teaches us about his love and the power that he has. I believe it's in John chapter 11. You get a demonstration of the power of God in his love. It is the story about, and you know, it's a familiar story, that how Lazarus was raised from the dead. But I'm not actually dealing with the resurrection of Lazarus, but the conversation that happened before that all happened. Because the Bible said that when Jesus came into the town, Martha met him and said unto him, "Lord, if you just had been here." Dear friends, all of us at some point and some time has either uttered those words or at least thought about it. That those times when things didn't go right, when we didn't get what we wanted, when something failed, we begin to say either about ourselves or someone else, we utter those words, "What could we have done different?" And when Martha uttered those words, "Lord, if you just had been here," Jesus didn't bother to even deal with that. But he just simply went to the crux of the matter and said, "Your brother will live." Martha then says unto him that I know he's going to live in the great resurrection. And I commend her on her theology to know that there was life after death. But yet Jesus wanted to equip her with some more knowledge, because he then says to her, "I am the resurrection." He was basically saying to her that our resurrection, our getting up, has nothing to do with a time and a place. It has to do with knowing the Lord. Oh, yeah, there will be a great getting up morning when we'll get this glorified body. But I'm talking about that real you that goes home to be with the Lord. That when we leave this world, those who are in Christ Jesus, who will stand by his side and be somewhere around the throne. And God, in his power, allows us to know that he has power to do all things. Dear friends, so it was in this text that the lawyer had come to Jesus asking, "What is the greatest commandment?" And dear friends, even in his question, it really has the emphasis and the thought that maybe one part of God's word is more important than another. And so even his question was structured wrong. And so Jesus, he says, and he utters these words, that the love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy mind. And how the second was likened unto the first, that you would love thy neighbor as thyself. I'm going to serve notice on you right now, because none of us can love God that way. None of us really, not really. Y'all need to hear me now. None of us really love one another like we love ourselves. And yet, we should always strive to be the best that we can be. See, that's why Jesus came. That's why he died on the cross. That's so that we would be able to walk on those shores based on what Christ did. And because now we have come up on the Lord's side, and because of what Christ did on Calvary, because we have accepted him in our heart, we have confessed Jesus with our mouth, and we believe that God raised him from the dead, and now we're saved, and we're kept by the power of God, sealed until the day of redemption. Romans 8 and 1 and 2, that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Yet now we're all right. We're on our way. Yet he wants us to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so every day, we want to learn how to love God a little better, love God in the right way, every day, and in every way. And that we want to learn how to love one another in the right way, in the right fashion. Brethren, deacons, that you might continue to work and love God in the proper way. Oh, I'm not going to detain you long. I just kind of want to leave a little word on your heart. See, dear friends, there is a litmus test that all of us can take to allow us to know how we're loving God each day and how we're loving one another. It's not me looking at you. It's not you looking at me. It is a litmus test that each of us can look in our own life and counsel ourselves to see how each day are we loving God just a little better, or are we loving one another just a little more? Are we doing what the Lord would have us to do? And there are three places, and I'm not going to be long in the three places either. Number one, you will have to, and me, will have to accomplish this 100%. Have to. The lesson two and three, there will be levels in it. Some will accomplish a 30-fold, some 60, maybe some 90. But dear friends, if you don't follow question number one 100%, you can be 100% at question two and three, and it won't even matter. The first question we have to ask ourselves, and we must have it at 100%, are we saved and sanctified? Have we made Jesus Christ our choice? Or have he written our name down in the Lamb Book of Life? That somewhere in your life that you confess Jesus as Lord, and that you believe in the power of God, that God raised him from the dead, that has to be 100%. Either you are or you aren't. Now that you're on the Lord's side at 100%, now question number two could be at some levels. It is the area where we grow each day, and some are better than others. And every day we try to be a little bit better. And that is, what are you doing with the gifts and talents God gave you? What are you doing with the gifts that God has given you? And the Bible teaches us that every Christian has at least one gift. But dear friends, most people have many gifts. And your pastor here has many gifts. Certainly he has the gift of preaching, the gift of teaching. He has the gift of counseling. Many of you have such gifts. And he has the gift of administration. And our deacons and brethren, you have the gift of administration, how to put things together and how to carry a thing pleasing in the Lord's sight. One other gift your pastor has, he has the gift of encouragement. And I'm not basing that upon one time, but over the course of the years, he always has that knack to care about others, to put others before himself. And so I want you to understand that even though at 100% we're on our way to heaven anyhow, the question two was, what are you doing with God's gifts and talent that he has blessed you with? And dear friends, we will all be at certain levels, whether you're fulfilling that obligation at 30%, at 60%, at 90%, or whatever the level that you are and whatever level that you're in. Keep growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're using your gifts and your talents in the church and around, if you're at 30, don't be satisfied with 30. But next year, try to be 35. When you reach 35, don't be satisfied with 35. Try to make it to 40. Try to be the best that you can be. If you want to, we must understand that loving God is at 100%. But the way we move and use our gifts and talent, and you know I'm right about it. Somebody, if you know how to sing, why don't you sing? If you know how to pray in faith, why don't you pray? If you know how to have the gift of hospitality, why don't you be nice to somebody? Why don't you take grandma a loaf of bread every once in a while? Why don't you take care of somebody a long life way? And so, dear friends, at 100%, we must know God. And at whatever level that we are in, we use the gifts and talents that God has given us. Number three, we also will grow in grace and have different levels. Is what are you doing with the little ones? And when I talk about the little ones, I'm not talking about children. I'm talking about those that don't have and those that need. Dear friends, all of us, we don't mind giving to those who have. On the day I give you a house, on tomorrow you give me a car. Everybody loves giving in that area. But what about giving to that one that don't have anything? Giving to that one that don't, that if they certainly got blessed tomorrow, they wouldn't even think about you. Well, you continue to give, and I'm not ruling out following the Holy Spirit. And so it is, I heard Jesus say one day to a group of people, that how you're blessed because you visited me in prison, and how you fed me when I was hungry. And they said, Lord, when did we do those things to you? And he came back and said, and when you've done it to the least, you've done it to me. That's how we love God, and that's how we love one another. And so this morning, I want to encourage you to continue to thank God for the Savior that he sent Christ to go up on Calvary. But continue to use your gifts and your talents and use those to edify and build up the church. And dear friends, everyone that may work and encourage the church, don't forget sometimes you might have to encourage somebody in your home. Somebody in your home might need to hear a word from the Lord. And dear friends, somebody said that I don't really speak well. Somebody might say, I don't really know a whole lot about the Bible. I don't really know what John did. I don't really know what Peter did. I don't really feel comfortable with telling somebody about the Lord. Well, to all of you, there's another word you can preach. Why don't you try preaching by treating somebody kind? Why don't you preach by trying to do somebody right? Why don't you preach by trying to respect those that are down and out? Why don't you learn how to be nice? Learn how to be kind? Learn how to show mercy? Learn how to be thankful? Learn how to be kind and know that somebody's watching every step of the way? Well, if you don't preach in the pulpit and you don't pray on the deacon board, if you sitting out in the back somewhere, learn how to be nice, learn how to be kind, learn how to tell somebody in your quiet way that there's a God who rules and super rules. And the reason we know he rules, because when I walk and I talk, somebody watching you how you be kind. Somebody saw you put down, but you kept on acting nice. Somebody saw you been talked about, but you kept on smiling. That's where you're kind, you love God. That's how you love one another. How many will love when somebody put you down? How many will keep on going when they don't want you there? How many will keep on telling somebody everything is all right? I'm going to tell you right now, the reason everything is all right, cause on a hill far away, stood an old rubber cross, and Jesus went up that cross. Out there they stretched him wide, out there they hung him high, out there they died out there, put him in a borrowed grave, laid there 3 days and 3 nights. The Bible said early, somebody said, well, early, 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 early Sunday morning, got out with power in his hand. Because of that power, because of that power, that's why we try to love God a little bit better, a little bit better every day. I want to love God in the morning. I want to love God in the evening. When I get mean sometime, y'all know how we get out of bed sometimes. I want to keep on loving God, love him anyhow. We want to treat our neighbor like we treat ourselves. Every day, keep on treating the neighbor just a little bit better. Keep on being good. Keep on being kind. Tell somebody, tell somebody, tell somebody, I'm going to love my God. I'm going to love my neighbor. Because I'm on my way somewhere where the streets are paved with gold. I'm on my way somewhere. But every time, every time, every time my eyes sometimes fill up with tears, I can hear God say, lift up your eyes to the hills will come up all your help. When we lift up our help, we see some help over yonder telling us to keep on walking, keep on trying, keep on praying, keep on believing. Everything, 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 y'all. Everything gonna be all right. I don't care what's on the news. I don't care what's on the news. I don't care what's on the TV. Everything, everything, y'all. Everything gonna be all right in Christ Jesus. Every day, keep on walking. Keep on loving God. Keep on loving the Lord. Keep treating your neighbor right. Every day try to be a little bit better. And at the end of the day,
Somebody gonna put on a robe. Somebody gonna get a crown of life. Somebody gonna do a new day. Somebody gonna say my eyes not dim no more. And my knees don't hurt. Somebody gonna say my back ain't hurt no more. I can straighten up. I can dance. I can shout. I'm glad we made it over. Cause everything's alright in Christ Jesus. Everything's alright. Don't you got a word you want to say to him? Everything gonna be alright.
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 There is a name I love to hear. I love to hear his word. Love that sound like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I Jesus, because he first loved me, singing, oh, how I love Jesus, oh.
Is there one, my brother, is there one, my sister, you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Love God, love others. First is you have to be saved. You're going to he first loved me, singing, oh. Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? Would like to come down? Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? Would like to connect with this body of believers? This is the invitation. Come, you heard the story. He died and got up for our sins, resurrection.
Oh, it tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. Oh, you tell me of his precious blood, the sin perfectly singing. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? You may come at this time. You may raise your hand. You may come down. Is there one that has not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior?
Because he first loved me.
There's one more verse, then I'm going to leave you alone.
Oh, it tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe. Oh, when each sorrow bears a part that not bear below.
Does anybody feel like me? If you feel like me, just sing it. Say, oh, oh, how I love you. Oh, so how I love you. Look how he kept you last night in a snowstorm. Food on your table. Warmth all around you. Just simply praise him. It's all right to lift him up. Oh, how I Savior. He's built you up, us, oh, how I love you. Because if you hadn't had a chance, this is your last time singing. Oh. Will you please stand? Will you please stand?
Because he first loved me.
Has God been good to anybody? Come on, don't fool me now. You can get to that chicken noodle soup or beef soup, whatever you got going on that stew in a minute. But it's time to do an evaluation and an audit on how good God has been to you. If you can't think of nothing else, look at what he started with this morning. He woke you up 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 this morning. And that's enough to say, I love you. I love you in spite of what may be going on. Was that you woke me up this morning. And I'm going to lift you up and I'm going to praise you. Is it worthy? Come on, somebody say, yes, Reverend, he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. I know I'm not the only one in here. He's kept. He's worthy. He's worthy. Pastor Johnson, thank you for encouraging us. Amen. I'm a little biased, y'all. Excuse me every now and then. I got to bring in a preacher like him. I like that kind of preaching. Amen. That's just me. Y'all going to get that at least every now and then. Amen. Amen. That's my preacher there. Amen. Amen. I thank him. I love him. I thank you for pouring into me. Amen. Give me the little tidbits of the pastoral ministry and pastoring folk. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we say thank you. We give your name glory, honor, and praise. We can truly say if it had not been for you on our side, we don't know where. Lord, we had a snowstorm on yesterday, last night, and some of the roads are still filled. So, Lord, we just ask that you just bless each and every person as they travel, the highways and the byways and in our local community. Keep them safe. Lord, those who need their driveways shoveled and sidewalks shoveled and know they shouldn't be doing it, Lord, send somebody to help them in the midst of this. Because, Lord, we do know this stuff happened. So we want to protect people from slipping and all that kind of stuff. And why do we call on your name in this? It may seem small, but we know you're able. You're able to send somebody. You are able to allow them to avoid slipping and falling in ice because you are able, God. Now may the grace of God, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest and abide with each and every one of us. Let us all say together, amen, amen, amen. Go with God. Go in peace.